Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm delighted to be joined now by Damien Comer, who has teamed up with Allianz Insurance to look ahead to this weekend's All-Western Allianz Football League final. So you're back in the nick of time, Damien.
Well, yeah. Back, got a few minutes under my belt last Sunday versus Kerry, yeah. So, it's good. Feels good to be back in the pitch.
Yeah, perfect return last weekend, winning return and scoring with nearly your first kick. It was a dream ball in by Shane.
Yeah, it was a nice ball in. Bit of work to do then, but yeah, I suppose overall just getting minutes under the belt was important for me. And look, I have a lot of work to do to get up to match speed and sharpness and that, but that'll come. Even if I wasn't playing in the league final, if it was a fact that we didn't get to the league final, it was just nice to get minutes under the belt before, I suppose, that pre-championship few weeks. So I felt good, yeah.
So talk to me a bit about the injury. Like on a year like this, when it's so tight and so condensed, I'd say you were worried when you went down and hold your knee.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was very worried. But I suppose I'd never really done anything with my knee before, so I didn't really know what the extent of the injury was, but it was just very, very sore when it happened, just hyperextended the knee. But the fact that it didn't kind of swell up afterwards, I thought it might be okay. But then I suppose once the scans kind of went my way and the results were pretty decent, I figured that I might make the end of the league campaign. And the way it was working out, Kerry was kind of the aim. And thankfully the medical team and stuff, the physios got back in the nick of time. So, and now hopefully get another few minutes under the belt at the weekend against Mayo.
Nervous times, I'd say, waiting on a scan like that. No more than anyone that hurts their knee, you'd be fearing the worst and praying for the best, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I suppose like when it didn't swell, I was trying to see that as a good thing, even though they were saying sometimes when if a cruciate goes, it mightn't swell. So then I was kind of like, oh, okay, right. But I was still trying to see the positive side of it. And just, yeah, ultimate relief, I suppose, when it was just a bad bony bruise and no fractures or nothing too serious of an injury. So when I heard that, then I suppose it was music to my ears. And the fact that I was like, oh, only a few weeks and you'll be back in the pitch and doing a bit of running, change direction and stuff. So yeah, I was delighted. It was sore. I went in a brace for the first week just to kind of protect it, but it was sore when it happened. But yeah, it was utter relief by the end of it.
So when you're in the brace, then that for the week after that, are you able to kind of come back onto a bike, or what way does the recovery go?
Yeah, so just kind of biking. Once I went to Santry and kind of seen, they had another look at the scan just to make sure that nothing was missed out on. But they were happy enough to let me back on the bike, yeah, and just do a bit of cardio and different bits like that. And you can still do functional exercises in the gym and just, I suppose, stabilize the knee again and try and make sure that it's as strong as it possibly can for a return to the pitch. So yeah, it was good.
And so you still go to training and go to all the trains and kind of do a bit on the sideline yourself. Is that the way you worked it?
Yeah, well, yeah. So when we're training, the boys would be out on the pitch, and there was a few of us up in the gym then doing, you do your rehab and your cardio and whatever work you can. And if you can fit in a bit of ball work as well, just handling and stuff like that, just to try and keep your sharpness together. That was kind of the program.
And the it was kind of a 1980s style bandage you're wearing on the knee. That is a bit of, I suppose, confidence in it anyway.
Yeah, it's probably more so for myself than anything. When you come back from that, just it gives you an element of comfort psychologically that you have that on your knee. But unfortunately, the band will be it won't be long lasting, I'd say. But it's just more so for myself, because I suppose you'd miss it when you're used to wearing it when you're running, and you use it as a sport mechanism. Then getting rid of it, you kind of feel like your knee is a bit wobbly, but it's actually not. It's more psychological than anything. But yeah, so I don't think I'll be keeping it for championships though.
Well, it's sore taking them things off anyway, I know from experience.
Yeah, good, nothing like a good waxing over your thigh and your calf when you're pulling it off.
Yeah. So how have you found it? You're kind of on the sidelines, I suppose, for most of the league. How did you find it watching on? You obviously had you're watching a good thing and happy how things were going.
Yeah, no, it was good. Like, it was nice. Nice being on the sideline, but it's always easier to be playing. Some of the games are nervy enough. But it was great seeing, I suppose, some lads step up, really, really put their hand up and become leaders of the team. And then there's other lads, younger lads, that have come in there and done really well. So it's great. Like, while injuries happen, it's bad for some players, but it's also great for our squad that it kind of forced their hand to try and find new players. And the younger lads that have come in have done really well, which is great. And it'll stand to us in as we go on.
Nearly harder watching on. Do you get excited on the line?
Yeah, it is harder to watch on. I've always been that way. It's a lot easier to be involved in it because you have some sort of control over. But when you're watching on, you've no control. It's hard. It's hard. I've noticed that even being on the sideline in school doing a bit of management, it's easier to play.
Okay, is it, where are you teaching?
I was in Claregowrie College there, Cloister Body Floor. But I'm on a career break. I did a bit of traveling there before Christmas, so I'm on a career break this year.
Okay, did you enjoy the coaching when you were doing it?
It's good. It's good. It's nice to give back. I suppose try and pass on whatever you can to the younger generation is nice, and just, yeah, it's something that it's tough when you're constantly playing yourself and you're on the pitch four times a week or whatever and training another couple of times maybe in the gym and recovery, but it can be hard to give your time to it. But yeah, it's something down the line I'm sure I'll be getting into.
Just mentioned the holiday, like, it kind of sums up really the benefits of the season that we have now, that, like, players can get away. Like, back a few years ago, you probably wouldn't have had time for something like that.
Yeah, I suppose, well, does it allow you? Probably not. Even if I stayed around, I probably would have been back training. So we got to the semi-final, which was in the end of October. Kind of, the final was the end of October, so the week before the end of October. So had I not gone travelling for the few weeks, I would have ended up probably going back to Loch George, back to pre-season training a couple of weeks later or whenever it was they went back. But so yeah, it was kind of more a forced holiday than anything. But I just think that break was needed. I've been doing pre-seasons for a good few years now, and committed to taking a career break from school, so I kind of wanted to make use of that as well, and try and get a bit of travel done. It was a great experience. Yeah, so I think you come back fresh after it.
Yeah, it's a long way from the pre-season training, the muck and the tough runs. I presume you enjoyed the break.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
So have you been impressed with all, like, I suppose a lot of lads have stepped up and took on the mantle, like, with Galway this year in the league, like the likes of Matthew Tierney, Peter Cook come back. It must be great to see that, like, as a teammate. And
yeah, I suppose it is, and we know how good them players are. Like, Matty is a serious talent, has been very good for NUIG, for his club, underage with Galway and with seniors. But this year he's really gone to a new level, which is great to see. And he's a powerhouse. Like, he's big, athletic, strong, he's quick, so he's got a lot going for him. So yeah, it is. And look, there's that, and I suppose bringing in the younger lads or the newer lads Sean Fitz is slotted in nicely in full back line. Keane Hearn, Johnny McGrath, John Maher, a lot of new faces there that have done really well. So I suppose it's trying to keep them singing and keep them motoring nicely. Rob is playing really well inside as well. So it's good. And I suppose when we were with them injuries and say missing the Mike Cullen boys were kind of slow enough coming back as well after their campaign, which is understandable. And then you'd have Shane was away for a while and stuff. So like we've had to adapt to different scenarios and a few different things. So that's been great for us, yeah.
Definitely. Just on yourself, am I right in saying that your first time playing for Galway was under 21?
Under 21, yeah. Yeah.
You hadn't played in the development squads or had you?
No, I didn't play. No, I went to a couple of trials minor, yeah, but yeah, under 21 in 2013. Kind of the end of 2012 and start of 2013, that's when I joined the under 21s, 10 years ago now.
Was it a thing where you were kind of a late bloomer, or did you have a growth spurt when you hit that age, or how
yeah,
did
probably,
you make it? Yeah.
Probably late developer, but I suppose there wasn't that much time when I didn't make the minor squad. It was probably July of 2022, and then getting called in December 2022 to the under 21s at 18. That was probably there was only a few months there. It wouldn't have happened all of a sudden. I suppose just kind of kept plodding away with the club and had a bit, good run. Played on 21s club, did all right. Playing a bit of junior football with our club. Hadn't played with senior with the club at all at that stage either. Just played junior C, except my brother in midfield for a junior C game, and then got brought on with the junior A's then, and then eventually then got spotted in a, I think it was a junior A final or something like that. Got man of the match in that in Tume, and the manager for the under-21s called me in after that then, and haven't looked back since. Yeah.
Definitely not. Like around that time, say when you're making your way onto the team for the first time, like what would have been the main things that you, I suppose, had to work on, and the main in your early years of the Galway panel that you like focused on to try and make it to the top level, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose fitness would have been one thing. Like I wouldn't have been exposed to the high level training that I suppose inter-county teams would have done, because I suppose I hadn't been involved. You're just doing whatever you do with your club. And I suppose 10 years ago or so, club level training wouldn't have been near as high level as inter-county compared to what it is now. Club level training would be very advanced now compared to what it used to be. So it would have been that. I suppose I would have been very raw. Still probably am raw with my footballing ability. But back then it would have been very raw coming out of, like I wouldn't have played competitively. I would have been used to be playing cornerback, wingback, centre-back for my club, then moved to midfield, wing forward, kind of gradually got closer and closer to the opposition goal. So I would have had to adapt my game a small bit. I suppose from where I would have been playing, I would have been facing our goal attacking wise from wing back or half back midfield. And then I suppose getting inside and started playing inside, then you have to learn to, you're starting to turn, you're kicking on the loop, you're kicking over your shoulder times, you're winning ball, left turn, take a man on. It would have been a little bit different. So they're all things I would have had to adapt. But gradually, I suppose, over the years and with good coaching, that would have helped me along the way.
You kicked a lovely one off the left as well at the weekend. Like, is it, did you always have the 2 feet?
Yeah, I wouldn't have been great at my left foot when I was really young. And I suppose I probably got forced at training to start kicking with my left, not allowing me kick with my right. My coaches would have stopped me, or the manager would have stopped me. My dad was involved back then as well, and just to say kick on your left for this train, and you get frustrated because things wouldn't be going to plan. But I like my left foot now would be as good, if not better, than my right foot from that practice. So I suppose it's probably an important one for, I'd always encourage younger generation to try and do it, even if you're getting frustrated. But if it's not going to plan, stick with it. You'll be thankful, and it mightn't work out in the next couple of years when you're in under 12, under 14. But when you get to, I suppose, minor, under 21 and senior level, then you'll have that skill set that you can rely on to get you out of a sticky situation at times when you need it. But even you'd see it at, I suppose, club level, even at inter-county level, some lads just wouldn't be comfortable kicking off their left foot. And it's something I'm sure they probably would have regret. I know lads that I played with club and county who would have wished they did more work on their weaker side when they were younger.
So did it take a bit of going out to the field with a bag of balls on your own at times to get that right when you were younger?
Yeah, I would. You still do it. You still go to the pitch with a bag of balls, kick with your right and left. Like, you're far from finished learning, even at my age. When you get older, you still can do things to try and help you. And I suppose it's getting that balance right where you're fresh come games and try and fit in the extra bit of work that you can do and practice shooting or kick passing, finishing on goals, whatever it is. It's important.
Just looking back at the All-Ireland last year, like, does the pain when you lose in All-Ireland, does the pain hit you straight away, or does it take a while to sink in?
It hits as soon as the whistle goes. It hits, or even a couple of minutes before when you realise that it's falling away from you. But it hits and it hurts for a long time. Still hurts. I haven't managed to watch the game back from a personal level anyway. Just a disappointing day all around with the result and personally. But yeah, it does hurt, and I suppose that's the beauty of sport. You get another crack at it. So that's why I was going through my head, I suppose, mostly when I got injured, that I was like, wasn't going to get another chance to, I suppose, redeem ourselves and try and push on and go a step further in the championship. But when I hurt my knee that time, that was originally one of the thoughts in my head. But I suppose you just have to park it. Season comes around again, you're in the thick of league and you're moving on to a new season, and there's always going to be only one winner of the championship every year, and it's very hard to get to that, to get to be that number one spot. But look, we'll always try, and because we fell short last year, we try and take some learnings from it and try and go again this year and go one step further.
Yeah, I'd say like in the week afterwards, you're nearly straight back in with the club, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, I'm not sure how much, but I'd say even to play that first match, it's probably a bit of a relief even just to get the last one off your mind.
Yeah, it is. No, I remember we were playing Montbellu. Went away for a few days after the All-Ireland and then came back and played Montbellu. But it's just a relief nearly to get back out and just kind of personal redemption to just get back kicking a ball and just try and work on a few things to get that other game out of your head as much as possible. But it'll always be there. It'll always stick with you. Okay, you in sports, unfortunately, the way it is, you'll have more bad days than good, but you have to enjoy the good days when they come around and not dwell too much on the bad days. But if you can take learning from them and try and bring them into the next season, that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Listen, thanks a million for that, Damien, and hopefully you go one step further this year.
Thanks a million, Niall. Cheers.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.